Blog Talk Radio.
Wildfires exploding in the southwest and the state of emergency in Arizona. The tunnel fire burning for more than 20,000 acres. Kelly Hartog has the latest.
Whoa, whoa. Look at the world, look at the tragedy. Trust in your word, waiting on the majesty. Keep the command, make sure he ain't mad at me. He opened our eyes, all but we glad to see. He sending floods and fire, tornadoes and earthquakes is coming alive. You sit in the place, will you survive? Esau is falling, Jacob on the rise. Cause we got the most high, we got the most high. We got the most high, we got the most high. Look at the world, look at the tragedy. Everybody that's dead, the Israelites waking up out of the dead. The prophets wrote about it, how can we hear? Protected by the Father, why should we fear? Psalm 91 is all in my head. Acts 1 and 6, we almost there. This is the season, pray without season. Judging the herb by the thing out of Eden. 400 years we've been struggling, breathing. Going back home, this time we ain't leaving. Devil is man making war with the saints. Put that in our temple, he know that we ain't. Trust in this system, we know that we can't. Babylon falling, it's starting to stink. Like, yeah, we know Messiah is coming in the air. Destruction is coming, feel it in the air. We got the most high, so why should we fear? Keep the commandments, salvation is near. War without Father, our father, they dead. If you live in wicked, then he will not spare. We blow the trumpet, hoping that you hear. We blow the trumpet, hoping that you hear. Look at the tragedy, trust in your word. Waiting on the majesty, keep the command. Make sure he ain't mad at me. He opened our eyes, all but we glad to see. He's sending floods and fire. Tornadoes and earthquakes is coming alive. You sit in the place, will you survive? He saw us falling, Jacob on the rise. Cause we got the most high. 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 Look at the world, look at the tragedy. Keep the command, make sure he ain't mad at me. Look at the world, look at the tragedy. Keep the command, make sure he ain't mad at me. We got the most high. Time is ticking, Messiah is coming. Look at the wicked, they bout to get punished. You sold the children of Israel. Messiah is dragging us out of this hell. He's sending them players, but he gon' protect us. Standing up, he won't neglect us. He threw us away, but he bout to catch us. Rack up his, they getting extra. He made a promise to Abraham. Fulfilling his word, we seen it now. That place where they serve, I'm taking it down. He bout to free everybody that's bound. Why they awaken the rain for the Father? He sending famines and he sending lava. All but we know that nobody can stop you. They not repenting like you ain't the problem. Look at the tragedy, trust in your word. Waiting on the majesty. Command. Make sure he ain't mad at me. He opened our eyes, all but we glad to see. He's sending floods and fire. Tornadoes and earthquakes is coming alive. You sit in the place, will you survive? Esau is falling, Jacob on the rise. We got the most high. 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 Look at the world, look at the tragedy. Keep the command, make sure he ain't mad at me. Look at the world, look at the tragedy. Keep the command, make sure he ain't mad at me. We got the most high.
Shabbat shalom, Yisrael. Shabbat shalom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Torah Abiyah, for opening up the Shabbat door for us. Shabbat Shalom once again, Yisrael. I'm your brother, Ariel, here once again to bring another segment into Kanik Nefesh. Kanik Nefesh. We're talking about training our minds. Training our minds. Once again, and this will be the fourth installment coming by the way of Kol Elohim, bringing you Hebrew culture, that is, out of Baltimore, Maryland, Congregation Beth Yahweh, Toda Aviyah, for giving us your blessings and your understanding, Father, of your word. Before I get to talking and just getting into Abba's word, I want to open up with a prayer, family. I'm feeling blessed tonight. Hallelujah. Not that I don't feel blessed all the time. I just feel extra blessed studying his word a little earlier and getting into some things that he wanted to talk about and looking where he's trying to take us. And that just brings joy to my heart to understand where the Most High is trying to take us. And when I say us, Israel, yes, but each individual he's trying to take somewhere. Each individual who take hold of Yahushua or keep his commandments and have the testimony of Yahushua, it is a personal walk. But as that personal walk comes through, it becomes a collective walk with all of us. You know, hallelujah. It becomes a collective walk, right? But first and foremost, is a personal walk that Abba is trying to take each and every one of us on our own and distinct journey. And on the way that he brings me, he may not bring another brother or another sister that way, but we still end up in the kingdom. And that's the blessing, that we still end up in the kingdom. But we all have a job to do. We all have a job to do. So let me open up with a prayer, family. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yah, once again, for opening up the Shabbat door and allowing all those who walk in it, Father, to be blessed, Father. Again, once again, if we want a blessing, just walk in the Shabbat door, and there's one for you. Abba Yah, I thank you for allowing Naomi to come home today. Hallelujah. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy, Father. Continue to show your mercy and grace upon her, Father, as she continue to heal, Father, and continue to show your mercy and your grace, your blessings upon Ema, Father, and all those rabbis, Father, all those who are ailing in any type of way, Father, those who have taken hold of your commandment and have the testimony of Yahushua. If I just say that, I cover everybody who say that they are a believer in Yahushua HaMashiach and keep your commandments, Father. And that's who I want to pray for. All of those, first and foremost, Father, who take hold of your covenant and have the testimony of Yahushua HaMashiach, Father. And not only just them, Father, for the world to come to know your son, Father. For those who don't know your son, Father, for those who you have given charge to, that their light shine bright, no matter where they are in this world, Father. No matter what situation in this world that we go through, that small, still voice whispers to us, remember, we are a child of Yah. And we must show forth that we are a child of Yah. So, Abba Yah, I wish that you strengthen all of us in that way. In Yahushua's holy and precious name, I pray. Amen. So are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who have sanctified us with his commandment, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Shabbat as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom once again, Yisrael. Shabbat Shalom once again. And we're going to move on how Yahweh say move tonight. I'm about to say we may not be that long because I think we're just going to get straight to the point. But I want to start off with asking the family of Beth Yahweh to forgive me for not being able to make it last week. I know that people look forward to the lessons, and yes, indeed, I look forward to bringing out a lesson when Abba Yah gives it to me. But forgive me, I was tired. I was so tired that my words was fumbling. My words was fumbling, and my body was exhausted. And it's because me and a couple of brothers, we were doing some exercise this last week. And when we talk about training the mind, it ain't just spiritually. It's everything. You need to train your mind in everything you need, you have to do. We have started something, me, Brother Ahab, and Brother Mariel, on a job. And we'll start from walking from first floor, and we'll walk all the way up to the 12th floor. when I say the first time I did it by myself in my mind, I'm going to start walking up to the 12th floor. And you know how you jogging up the steps and you got a little trot going on and I'm going up to the 4th floor. I mean, I'm getting up there and my body start getting tired. I mean, tired. My legs starting to feel it. And I'm looking up thinking I'm at least 8th floor right now because ain't nowhere in the world feeling all this restraints and tightening up and Charlie horses starting to pop in my leg. I look up, I'm on the 4th floor. I say, oh my goodness. Then my heart told me, if you want to last, you may not go but 2 more steps. I ended up stopping at the 5.5 floor and sat down for a while and got myself together. But a couple of days later, me and the other 2 brothers that I mentioned, we walked. We walked up the steps, me, Harv gone, and Mario. Mario started off before everybody. He's gone. Did it. And just rolling. Get to that 11th floor, my brother stopped. But he made it to the 12th. He made it to the 12th floor. I won't say that he didn't make it. He made it to the 12th floor. But his motivation, we motivated all of us because none of us want. They didn't want me to know that they didn't make it and I did something they didn't do. They know they would have heard it on the airwaves. Mario Hart was about to buck on the 11th floor, but in his mind, I will not stop. But we did it a couple more times, and everybody, he paced himself this time. And lately, I've been doing it and feeling it a little better, but you have to train your mind. You just can't jump out there. I thought we should just start at the 8th floor. But lesson learned. Don't just jump out there. You over 50 think you're going to start running up to the 12th floor. No, it don't work like that. Your body, oh, you got to get that old body back into shape. And it ain't going to just jump back into shape just like that. Amen. But you have to train that body. And you have to train it over and over again. You have to get the muscles back into your memory of doing something strenuous. And trust me, it put me down. It put me down. And I also had some a blessing that Abba Yah has bestowed upon me so far. And it is not my first, but it would be my biological first, if you can understand that. Sean and his young lady, they are in, Lil Sean that is, they're in the hospital right now. He is being, I can never induce. I don't know why I keep wanting to say introduce, but she's been induced. Our due date was tomorrow, but they want to induce her tonight, and it may not come till tomorrow, though Sean said, because she didn't dilate yet, but they just induced her. Hallelujah. I would be a granddad for the 4th time, not the first time, but biological, it would be my first, my blood. You know, Lord Sean Kelly, Lord Luna Danae Kelly. That's what they named her, Luna Danae Kelly. So hallelujah and Toda Abba Yah, may your blessings be upon the doctors and nurses and bringing forth my grandchild, and your blessings be with the parents. Yes, holy and precious son name, I want to ask that. Amen. But another thought before we jump into the lesson is I'm hoping and I'm praying, and I know we do. I won't be the one that second guessing. I know we do understand and truly know that Abba Yah is here, or y'all wouldn't be here as long. Y'all would have been gone somewhere else. Y'all would have did what like a lot of others thought they was doing, leaving, but that's on them. That's on them, and if Yah took them somewhere else and he was giving them the word of Yahweh over there. Hallelujah. But we here at Beth Yahweh, we have a mission. And we know that as we have been told from the founder, which is Yahweh, but the one that he bestowed upon the mission to start the mission of Beth Yahweh, that we are the spearhead of something. So I hope and pray that we all can see that as Abba Yah has been moving upon his morays, and they've been bringing out his word. And one of the thoughts that he was showing me as just before I got on was how people believe that when he come back and he cracked the sky and we going to meet him up, which is true. I'm not saying that that's not true, but they believe that's it. That's the end all, and we'll be in the kingdom. But that's not it. That, in fact, that's wartime. I don't know if we all understand that concept when Yahushua, scripture does not teach, when he cracked the sky, that that's the kingdom. We'll be living in the kingdom earth. I know that we've been tainted by Judeo-Christian and the Christian mindset for these last whatever 100 years they've been taking, hijacked the word of Yahweh, but that's why he said he's going to raise up prophets, priests after his own heart, right? So we have to take the word of Yahweh back and dispense it in the way that it should have been dispensed in the first place, but we know everything is in the Yahweh's time, but it's not. Isn't when Yahushua cracked the sky with those angels, be ready for war, Israel. And that's why we are heading this way, training our mind, getting our mind right, so we can be able to, when we crack, he cracked the sky. But even if you're not ready, but if we are fortunate enough and we have done our due diligence in serving Yahweh, of Yahweh that will come upon us. And it was a thought that he gave me as I was meditating in that and looking at that. Think of Ema, right? Ema Devin, when Yahushua cracked the sky. How many of us can see Ema Devin doing moves like a John Wick? But that's what will happen, not just to Ema Devin, but to all of us when he cracked the sky. Will be battle ready and battle fit capacity of war. Just like in the movie when they was able to download stuff inside of the brain and Neo became this excellent martial artist. When that Ruach HaKodesh and when we change in the twinkling of an eye, we will all become warriors. At a twinkling of an eye, we will all be ready in a standing part of a standing army, which will be Yahushua's army. When he comes back, trust and believe the world going to fight against him. It ain't coming back to, as we were skipping through the tulip, coming back for war. And as we were changed, as you will see Ema throwing down in the same body that she's in today, but no ailment, no nothing. Able to go through 100 men at a drop of a dime, breaking them down. While we are here now, we start to develop that mindset that Yahushua wanted us, hating anything against him. That wants to come against them, and that's almost like an oxymoron, because at the same time we hating the evil, we hating the unclean spirits that attach these people, that we have to show that same individual the love of Yahushua. The training of the mind, that takes what we was reading, what was sent out earlier about fruits of the spirit. Control. That love, that happiness, that peace. Time, turn down evil at the same time, but we're not turning down that individual to the point unless they want to hang on to it. To hang on to it. So that is the fine line that Abba has given us here on this planet while we are here now, that we have to walk. We have to have that warrior mentality at all times. We also have the love of Yahushua for humanity at all times. And that's hard. That's not something that you just pick up and you grasp even in a lifetime. Even in a lifetime, you can't just pick that up and grasp it. I got to love this hateful, this nasty, low-down, demon-filled person. You do. Yes, you do. To show. That's what we have to show. We have to show at all times, Yahushua, at all times, even when someone does us wrong. He said, pray for them. I'll be your vengeance. And if they continue, then you move away. You move away. But if it's training, it does not happen overnight. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes practice to humble yourself. And for even myself and a lot of other people, that's like the last straw that Yahweh have to break, that humbleness. That we have to humble ourselves in the sight of this ungodly world. But we know what the scripture says. We wrestle not against what? Flesh and blood. Because we're so caught up and we're so attached to this flesh, we do not remove ourselves from the flesh and blood or the emotions that they have triggered within us. And that's when we get into, again, the fruits of the Spirit. We control those emotions. Think of this. Yahushua just, he allowed the Spirit to open up in all of us, and we have the power to just say, drop dead. Which we do. You have that power. Control. Love to heal when we see and understand that this person is demonically filled and we have the power to remove these demons. We do have all that power. Have it, but we're missing something. We're missing something. We're missing the faith with our works. We're missing it. Even Yahweh showed me this week that Yahushua even taught faith with our works is dead. Story of the young brother, the father with his son. If you read that and read it carefully, Yahushua talks about faith with our works is dead. If you understand, he that have an ear, let them hear. Right? Think about it. Think about what the whole scenario for those who know that scenario. When the father brought his son to the disciples and they couldn't heal him. They couldn't remove the demon from him. And what did Yahushua do? He admonished them. He got on them. Faithless generation, how long should I be with y'all? This generation, how long should I be with y'all? The faith of a seed of a mustard seed, of a seed. If you have that much faith, tell that mountain, move to yonder, and it will be moved. Have that much faith. So he's telling them, yes, if you have that much faith. What did he say right after that? His spirit is, comes out only with. So yeah, you can have the faith. But sometimes you got to put some work in. You got to put that work in. You got to deny yourself. So he was teaching faith without works is dead. For those who can understand that. Can you see it? I hope and pray I'm not the only one that can see that. Because he told him, yeah, you, if you have faith, move that mountain. But this one, this demon right here, you know, you got to put some work in. You got to fast. And you got to pray. You got to have a little bit more than just that faith. You got to do something else. Got to deny yourself. Then you got to tell. Turn to me and pray continually. Amen. And tonight, this one is, tonight's lesson is Removing fear. Removing fear. And that is one of the biggest hindrances in us as believers. Fear. That is one of the biggest hindrances in us. And that is one of the things that, for some of us, that won't allow us to be able to move within the Ruach HaKodesh the way Yahweh wanted to move upon us. To want to our shadows to walk past people and heal. To want to touch someone and heal. To want someone to fall on us. They become alive. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 You know, this is what Yahweh wants for us. Before Yahushua cracked the sky, his children to just be displaying that type of power in this world. He no doubt doing things prophets did, as the apostles did. A lot of us from doing that. Stop us. Fear, doubt, anxiety, these things. When this life situations come upon us, a lot of us go into this thing called anxiety. We started being nervous. And this is a quote that I read before, and I'm going to read this quote right now. And I thought it was a powerful quote. And matter of fact, it's this little girl standing in front of a wolf, right? And the quote is, fear is not real. Fear is simply the product of thoughts that you create. And that's true. We create this monster or this situation that be bigger than life. And no one can handle it for us. But Abba Yah can handle anything, right? Is there anything too hard for him? But the other half of the quote, it don't stop there. It says this, because this is very important, and we must understand that danger is very real. Fear is a choice. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We can choose to allow this fear to cripple us. Hey, and I'm not exempt from it. I'm not going to sit here as I'm exempt from that fear. I'm going to tell y'all something that is, I think I told Marielle and Harvell, but I know I told Harvell that I thought somebody was coming in that door with a gun, and I turned the other way around the corner, and I was almost up there, and I was afraid. I said, oh, my God, my man got a gun. But Harvell, he was able to use the wisdom that Abba bestowed upon him. He said, hey, brother, it was all right to be afraid for that. Because if somebody coming up in here gunned, the hospital ain't trying to have you to sit up there and get shot. No, go the other way. I was like, you're right. But in my mind, I felt bad. I was a little upset with myself because I was afraid. Like, what? And even the foolishness of my yesteryears, that I wasn't even afraid of guns and stuff like that. But that's the foolish mind. But now you're older, you're looking at life, you want to preserve it a little more. But that's the thing. It ain't about preserving your life. It's about living wholeheartedly for Yahweh and not allowing these things to cripple us. We're going to read some things about fear tonight and how it can cripple an individual. A short story, real quick, another short story. Me and a young lady, one of my coworkers, we was on Milton and Huffman, I believe, and we was just when I was working at Emerge, and we were delivering Meals on Wheels. And everything happened within a 10 to 15 yards. We were all in a 10 to 15 yards. And she was coming down from one of the elders' house, delivering in the mail, somebody came like 10 feet away from her and was shooting and brought this 11 a.m. in the morning. I'm in the van, me and the client. She's coming down the steps, and as a dude shooting across the street, she freezes. And she was so petrified that her whole body stiffed up and it locked up on her, and she froze. I'm in the van. I got the reverse thing because all he had to do was turn and shoot. And her, because we less than 10 feet, 10 to 15 feet away from him. If he ain't want no witnesses, and I got that boy in reverse because I'm in my mind, if start shooting this way, we going backwards down the street, because it was one of those days that the street was clean, where they had to clean on the other side of the street. But she's standing, I'm rolling the window there. Get the hell in the mirror, get in the damn window. What's wrong? Down there, she was like, froze. I couldn't move. My body wouldn't move. I witnessed that in a real life situation. That fear came upon her so bad that her body wouldn't move. She couldn't move. She was petrified. Normally, somebody comes shooting, the normal thing is get low, start running. And I was about to leave her. I'm sorry. I did yell out the window, y'all. I won't go make it up. I can hear Sean down in Denver. Yeah, you were. No, I wasn't. I'm going to leave it. Because her son and my son are best friends since kindergarten. They've been in kindergarten. I mean, school together since kindergarten, graduated together from high school. But fear can do that. Freeze you. It will freeze you. It will petrify you. You hear somebody coming in your house, going a little fast, brum, 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 brum. You get nervous. Your hands, your palms, and everything start sweating. But if you prepare, you'll be calm. You'll be able to move in the manner that whoever broke in your house, I wish they hadn't. But if you're afraid, someone breaks in, the palms start sweating, the nerves start kicking, and even if you're well trained, you may not be able to move because of the fear. Because of the fear. And me and the brothers, again, I love it because I get to talk to all three of my brothers down there. Yari LT, when I see him on the post and I'm doing my rounds, and we get to talk about it. Every time we see a brother, we get to talk about the word. We get to talk about life. So I thank Abiyah for allowing me to be around like-minded people, my brothers and my sister, one of the twins, for example, and my sister. So I thank Abiyah for that, for being around them. But we was talking earlier, and we were talking about Maccabees, or was it Brother Eleazar in the book of Maccabees? What makes a man jump down with no weapon and army? What makes a man do that? In fact, even in the book of Maccabees, what made them fight? One of the strongest militaries at that time was the strongest military on the face of the planet, with no guns, no weapons, no knives, no nothing. All they fought with was the faith of Yahweh. That was it. And that's still faithful our works, because they moved upon their faith. What would make somebody do that? And that's all you would need. Because at that moment, you're not doing the fighting. But you have to remove the fear. You can't move. Yahweh can't. As he says in the book of Revelation, and I believe chapter 19 or chapter 20, that a coward will not enter into the kingdom. Because a coward stops something. It won't allow something to happen. It will not allow the Spirit of Yahweh to take charge of him. It will block it. It will block the Spirit of Yahweh. It will block it. enough talking family, but I truly miss the word of Yahweh. Opening scripture again, 1 Corinthians 2, family, 1 Corinthians 2. And I will be reading out of the King James, and this is the King James with the Strong's in it, because we will look up a few words in the King James. Corinthians 2, 9 through 16. This has been our opening mantra since we've been on this road right here. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear has entered into the heart of man, the things which Yah had prepared for them that love him. And that right there, think about that, what we're talking about. The eyes haven't seen it. The ears haven't seen it. What Abba Yah want for us. And this is not in just in the kingdom. This is now. This can happen now. But again, as the question was asked earlier, if somebody triggers you and you have the power to destroy them, what would you do with that power? Ultimate power here, fam. Ultimate power. How would you use the Ruach HaKodesh when it's upon you in its fullness? Be out there just destroying people, cutting them down because they have offended us in certain ways, because they don't agree with us in certain ways. But it, before Abba can give us this power, we got to be trained. We have to be disciplined. Those fruits of the Spirit has to be radiant within us. We have to be, as in my brother Avi, masters at that thing. To be masters. We have to become perfect in the Ruach HaKodesh. Amen? Hallelujah. But ain't nobody going to give up that type of power, and we not mastering how to control it and how to use it. Because that's what he's trying to give us. He's trying to give us that type of power, family. In fact, we have it to bring our faith up to get it. But it's in us if we have received the Ruach HaKodesh. It's in us. We have that type of power. First step with it. We're still in kindergarten with that power because we cannot control our own emotions. We haven't not yet mastered the fruits of the Spirit. We have to master those before we can move it. Think of Yahushua. Think of his life. And think of all the things that came up against him. And in a minute time, he just, before he went off on them, scripture says, and he just disappeared because it wasn't his time. You know what? I slept. Nope, I'm just going to get out of here. Okay? Because y'all going to take me somewhere, and I know it ain't time for me to show my power. I got to be the sacrificial lamb right now. It ain't time for me to show my power. But you, Israel, woo, I tell y'all terrible. And that's humanity. Humanity is much worse now than it was in the days of Yahushua. Much worse. And humanity is so bad now that they don't even want you to speak to them. They don't even want you to say, hey, how you doing? How's your day doing? How are you? They don't want to hear that. I know someone who say happy Monday, happy Tuesday, happy Wednesday. So someone won't say how they doing. Deal with that. They don't want someone to drop burdens or just be an ear for someone. That's humanity today. They could care less how you doing. And we're going to have that type of power. To say, curse be you, wither away and die. But that's where Abba trying to take us. I mean, believe that, though. How many believe it? That's why that thought was so powerful before Abijah, before we started, if you read it, it's online. So powerful. So powerful. Because we have something within us. We have to let go of the world wholeheartedly. Again, another thought we were thinking about is Brother Yacon and how they well brought out that and Ahab said that he was going God crazy in the sense that he lived for Yah and that's it. Ain't no corners being cut. Ain't no I's and all that. Everything going to be dotted. All the T's going to be crossed. I ain't cutting no corners for nobody. This is the word of Yah and that's it. And I'm going to live it wholeheartedly. The new assemblies, as they was coming up, they had to get rid of John. They couldn't have John around because John messing up their program. Brother Hall brought that out all last week, how they came through and hijacked. Brother Shaul brings it out, how the mystery of iniquity is in the book of Jude. John talked about it. Brother Shaul talked about how these people crept in unaware. They don't want that true believer, that wholeheartedly believer around. They don't want it. We are a threat to them. But Yah have revealed unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of Yah. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man, which is in him? Even so, the things of Yah knoweth no man. The Spirit of Yah. Now, we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of Yah, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of Yah, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of Yah, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yea, he himself is judge of no man. For who have known the mind of Yahweh, that he might instruct him? But we have the mind of Mashiach. We have the mind of Yahushua on Mashiach. There's a story in there when the God, temple God came to get Yahushua in the garden, says, and he moved, he did something, and they fell backwards. It means power came from him. We have that mind. We have that spirit within us. We have that. There's a man that was blind from birth. Yahushua took mud and rubbed on the man's eyes and made the man see. We have that spirit in us. There's another man that laid by a well, I believe the scripture says, for 37 years. We have that spirit on and on and on and on and on and on. That spirit is in us. Beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yah, and all things was created by him. We have that spirit within us, hindering our growth spiritually. Given in to it wholeheartedly when we swirl. And I'm saying ouch because I'm stepping on my toes as well. He's trying to take us somewhere. The world don't see it as we just read what he wants for us. We have to see what he wants for us. Want us to be world. before he comes back. Say again, we must manifest those things. Do his children. Do we believe that? Do we believe we have the spirit of Yahushua HaMashiach in us? A healing spirit, a life-giving spirit, a peaceful spirit, a self-controlled spirit within us. Also, a whip-a-behind spirit as well. We can't leave that out. Because the scripture says, what about what he do when he go in that temple? When he went in that temple and saw them defiling his father's house, it said he whipped them up out of there. So we have that spirit in us too. Moving away from the Judeo-Christian mindset of who Yahushua is. He wasn't no hippie. He wasn't no soft man. And well in control of himself, the power that he possessed. Stepped out of line, he did not mind letting you know. Satan, come back and let Peter know. I still love you, Peter. I still love you. Jesus. But at three times, brother, that you're going to deny me. So he knew how to come back and show the brother and fix that brother up. We have within us. Them. We have that spirit to move in that spirit. We have to train ourselves to move in that spirit. We have become martial artists in this word of Yah. Think of a martial artist, family, and I'm going to give you a scripture. Think of a martial artist, I know, no matter what style it is. Because all wisdom, all understanding comes from Yahweh, right? So let's think of the most famous, Bruce Lee, right? And how he would be able to counterblock and at the same time strike. That's what Yahweh tells us to do with his word. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Need not to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. We're blocking. We're counterblocking. We're striking. Talking to people. Using the word about the sword, the armament that he gives us. There are all ways that you use the word. You counterblock it, then you swinging back. You counteracting. Sometimes tone it down. That word. We're learning that word so our mind, our spirit, our bodies can be excellent in the moving of the word. Right? He called his word a sword. He don't call it a sword for nothing. A double-edged sword. Talking about three more. Let Abba speak as we speak. As Rabbi said, stop saying sorry. Abba talking. Just be quiet and roll with him. All right, family, here we go. One of the first questions is, what is fear? And with this is a two-part question. And the result of fear. What is fear? And I know we can go to the Merriam Dictionary, and we can look it up. But we're going to go to 2 Timothy first. Because man has his own idea of what fear is. 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. In fact, we are going to look that up. Man's definition first, before we get into Yahweh's definition. We're going to look it up in man's definition first. And this is the Oxford American Dictionary. And this is what he says fear is. Fear is a noun, an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous, likely to cause pain or a threat. Also, number two, a feeling of anxiety concerning the outcome of something or the safety and well-being of someone. Another definition, the likelihood of something unwelcome, unwelcoming happening. And then one more, the last one, a mixed feeling of dread and reverence. That's what the Oxford Dictionary said what fear is. But let's read what Abba Yah says fear is. We didn't read this before. For those who haven't, we're going to read it. For Yah have not given up. Oh, yeah, I'm going to start at 6 first. I do have 6 written down. Wherefore, I put thee in remembrance. Thou stir up the gift of Yah, which is in thee by the putting on of my hand. Right? What are you talking about? The gift of Yah, right? The Holy Spirit. For Yah have not given us spirit of fear, but of power, of love, of sound mind. What is fear? Spirit that comes upon man. Later, where it comes from. Not right now, but now we're dealing of what is spirit, fear, and the result of fear. So the first thing he said to do is to look it up in your strong concordance. And that is, in, for those who, if you may not have a strong concordance, it is in G1167. That is G1167. And I hope, let's go to it. And that is Dila, timid. And that is from also G1169. And that is delos, dread, timid. That is, by implication, faithless, fearful. And that is the word we wanted to get to, faithless. How is it that fear points to faithless? Because we read the quote. These thoughts in our minds when something come upon us. Spirit, first and foremost, that is where it hits first. Our spirit is faithless. Because whatever this thing is, we do not believe at that moment that Abba Yah can handle it. Whatever it is, you yourself know I have been there. We all have been there. But again, we are trying to get somewhere where Abba is trying to take us. Not be in these situations or in something that come upon us. We cannot be fearful. Because again, Abba will not enter in the kingdom of Yah. It does not come overnight. Strong man does not, that strong woman does not come overnight. It takes practice being on Yahweh. Word to remove that spirit that comes upon us. Happens when you hear that crackling or boom downstairs and you hear and you know someone in your house and dread comes upon us. Start sweating, the clamminess of the skin. Never have to go through that. to learn stand on Abba Yah. But again, we have to prepare. We do have to prepare. Because again, we live in this world. And we know this world has nothing to do with Yahweh. Nothing to do with Yahweh. Well, one of the first things I would want us to understand about fear, it makes us safest. We do not move in safe when fear runs rampant. Control level. That is one of the results of fear. It takes control of us. Again, we could be one of the best fighters in the world, but if you are afraid, that goes out the window. Old Mike Tyson said, everybody got mouth until you get hit. But we are different. Think of, we talked about this earlier too. Think of Brother Stephen standing there and how the Ruach was on him, the spirit was on him, and the boldness that all these men and people around them, and as he's quoting scripture about their about his forefather and their forefathers, our forefathers, and the scripture says, and they were gnashing among the teeth because he was cutting them with that word. And they was gnashing among, they wanted to, if they could have ate him whole, cannibal, they would have, how he was cutting them with that word. They took the bricks and they started stoning the brother. But the brother looked up and he saw Yahushua. That over him. Did not take over him. Have to confront fears. We have them. You sitting here like we ain't got them. We have them. Some may not though. If you don't, hallelujah, sisters, to overcome their fears. Sisters, if you do not have the fear. And a lot of times the fear is the losing of our lives. The losing of our lives. Scripture shows us that once we surrender unto Yahushua HaMashiach, that fear will be removed from us. The same brother we talked about earlier, Kepha, when they crucified him, the brother said, turn me upside down, because I'm not even worthy to be crucified like my master. And so many others, what we would call martyrs in the word, have died. Like the brother Eleazar, he knew when he jumped down there he was dying. But he gave his life for Yahweh. And fear did not hinder him. We have so many examples, could not hinder those who gave their lives totally to Yahweh. Totally. Who met the mark of where Yahweh is trying to bring them in this physical world. To remove that fear of losing your life. Three Hebrew brothers, they removed that fear. Hey, you know what, King? We don't mean to talk to you like this, but we're going to tell you anyway. We ain't bowing down to no statue. We ain't doing all that other stuff you see. Throw us in the fire refiners. We all right with that, King. Almighty One is able to save us. If not, that's okay, too. We will not lose faith. We are ready to die. And so on, 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 and so on. We've been reading this word from Bereshit to Hazan for at least 10 years plus, I believe. Shabbat, how many years we've been doing the Torah portions, reading the whole scripture? Somebody send that out. For at least 10 years, I believe. But we've been doing it. Reading and taking in these stories. But are we applying the stories? We have to apply. apply the stories to our lives. So fear leads to faithfulness. What was the next one? He said, look at power. Because now he's given the conjunction, right? We ain't got the spirit of fear. He didn't give us that. We don't have that. But we have the spirit of power. Again, that is in your Strong Concordance. That is in your Strong Concordance, 1411. And that is dunamis. Dunamis. Going down from me. Dunamis is from G1410, for literally or figuratively, specifically miraculous power, usually by implication, a miracle itself, ability, abundance, meaning, might, mighty deed, worker of a miracle, power, strength, violence, mighty. And did we not just talk about all these things that resides in the spirit of Yahushua? This is the spirit that he gave us. It's a spirit of dread, of timidness. He gave us a spirit of power. Spirit that he gave us. We must be trained in that type of power. We must be trained. We must become well in control of ourselves. And with the Spirit of Yahweh, we can do that. We can do that. You know, in the Christian world, they would tell you, nobody's perfect but one. And, you know, you'll hear believers saying that. You'll hear believers, Israelites, saying that. Nobody's perfect but one. There's only one perfect. But that's not what the scriptures say, though. The scripture says, be ye perfect as I am perfect. Be perfect. You know what? Ain't nobody perfect. Only one is perfect. But if that one is living in you, shouldn't you become that? We can continue to allow the opponent to put that blocker there. If he lives in us, holy as I am holy, being separated from this world. Knowing the opponent. Ain't nobody perfect but Yahushua. You right than me. That spirit of Yahushua. Stop that. To take me. Don't see it. Become liberated. And I know it ain't me alone. Everybody else do too. We're trying to get where he is taking us. Okay, after our power, we're looking up fear in this way. We're going to look up fear, and we're also going to look up sound mind in this scripture right here. And that is in our G26, and they have agape. We didn't hear about this agape before. You know, and that is, it is from love, that is affection or benevolence, specifically. Glory of specifically of love, feast of charity, right? Dear or love. So this is the spirit that he gave us. And that should be emanating from us. Violence is also in it. Time and a place for the violence. G25. And again, agape And it says perhaps from or much or compared to H, and they're going back to the Hebrew, right? They got to take us back to the Hebrew. 8, 5, 6, 8, 9, to love in a social or moral sense, right? In a social or moral sense. And this took us back to the Hebrew. Because that's Abba Yah. That's Abba Yah. No matter where we are in this world, and love first. But that doesn't mean that you can't be violent. And I know somebody might be saying, violent, what you mean be violent? Because that's what he gave us. That is all a part of the spirit power. Sometimes when it calls for, you may have to be violent. To learn the unadulterated word of Yahweh. We can't be cutting corners. Thanks. That is a part of the spirit control. It's not violence, out of control. Again, back to the martial artist. Back to the martial artist. Always being in control of the mind. But we move beyond that and move into the realm of the spirit of Yahushua. That the ultimate power. The ultimate power is Yahushua. And we got glimpses of that power through the scriptures. And if you're in your life, you have glimpses through your own life through Yahushua. Let's move on to Sound Mount. And that is from G49. Fawn Emote. And sound mind, discipline, that is self-control, sound mind. And we ain't got to go no further than that. So these are the things that is the opposite of fear that we must build on within ourselves on a daily, trust me, we flesh. We're going to get triggered. We're going to get pulled in. That people are operating under the influence of Hillel, of the opponent operating under his influence. If they have not taken for Yahushua, they are in under the influence of Hillel. A lot of times we do not like to look at it that way, but that's what it is. Stop fooling ourselves, thinking that those who out there, though they may be good, though they so sweet and they talk to you and they always polite, moving in the spirit of Yahweh, if they have not taken his son on, keeping his commandments, regardless of how they are, and they have never did you wrong, but at the drop of a dime, they could cut you. Why? Because they're not moving in the spirit of Yahweh. They're not. And sad to say, at a drop of a dime, some believers can cut you. Because at that moment, we are not moving in the spirit of Yahweh. We are not. We are moving in our own flesh. And again, we have not surrendered to Yahweh in that area of our life. We are not giving that strong thought about who we are. We're not given that. We're just living life and going through the rituals of being a believer and not allowing the spirit of Yahweh to make us who he wants us to be. Amen? Okay, we're moving on, family. When did this spirit of fear come upon us? When did this spirit of fear come upon us? And we all know when that came upon us, right? In the beginning. In the very beginning. And we're going to Bereshit 3:10. Let me see. 3:8, and then I'm going to read all the way down to 3:10, family. That is Genesis 3:10 for those who don't know. And they heard the voice of Yahweh Elohim walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of Yahweh Elohim amongst the trees of the garden. And Yahweh Elohim called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. Very beginning, the first man, the first woman, the only two on the planet, how in the world he know fear? What did he do that fear came upon him? How do he know even say that I was afraid? Funny. His fear came into the world right here. But he said, don't stop there. Look up. In the King James, it says afraid. But in some scriptures, it says fear. But afraid is the same. So we're going to look that word up. Afraid. Right? We're going to go all the way down. And then it's Yahweh. Yahweh. And we got a brother named Yahweh. All right. Hallelujah. And that is to fear, revere, be afraid. To fear, be afraid. To stand in awe of, be awe. To fear, reverence, honor, respect. To be fearful, be dreadful. Be feared, to cause astonishment and awe, be held in awe. 13:1b-3, and that is to inspire reverence or godly fear of or awe, to make afraid, terrify, to shoot or pour, right? To shoot or pour. But let's go back up, because I'm reading from the ancient Hebrew. In the ancient Hebrew, going to give the parent root of this word, right? Parent root is it from Hebrews 12:27. And that is the pictograph. We see the pictograph, which is the yod and the hid, the resh. So listen to what this says. Throw. A.B. Edward. Fear, pictograph of a hand. The picture is of a man. Combine these hand of a man. The hand of a man is used for throwing, a flowing of water in a river, a throwing of the finger to show a direction to walk or live, the throwing of an arrow, the throwing down of water in rain, awe, fear, where one throws south to the foot of one in authority related, and we can stop right there because it's giving us the thought of someone throwing something, the hand and the head, right? But if you just look at it from this, does the hand point to? Not just throwing. What we have learned of Yahweh. Not from Beth Yahweh, we're going to tell you anyway. That hand also points to what your work is, what you have done. So you go into Revelation, and Revelation talking about a mark. Halal is going to put in their hand, in their head, and in their hand, showing that the work that they done. So when Adam first did something, he became afraid. Why? Because he knew the work that he's done. Himself to be afraid, and he didn't know how Abba Yah was going to react and what he done. We have all been there as young kids when our parents did something. We was afraid we did something, and we were so afraid. Oh, my God. You know you wasn't supposed to do that. You know you wasn't. Whatever that work is that you did, whatever you put your hand to, you allowed your mind to put your hand to that work, and you did work that was against what your parents, or in this case, what Abba Yah has said. So that was fear. But because Adam knew he did something he wasn't supposed to do. We're going to go down all the way down again in the same Hebrews concordance. Let me see if we can. Hebrews 5:9-3. All the way down, nakedness. And that is Iron. And that is how you pronounce that. Iron in Hebrew. So we want to go back up though and listen to the parent root definition very closely. Listen to it. And this is, again, this is the iron and the resh, which is the pictograph of an eye, of a man. Combined, these mean, see a man. When the enemy is captured, he is stripped of his clothes to the skin and carefully watched. Listen to that. Listen to that definition right there. What happened to Adam and Hawa? They were stripped of their clothes. Hold up, Abba. Adam and Hawa already naked. What was Adam and Hawa stripped of? To the opponent. He took him afterwards. And he said, who told you that you were naked? Who stripped you of the covering that I put on you? Understand, at that moment was holiness. Like what Yahushua became after his work. Yahushua came the second man, Adam, of what the covering that I put on you, Adam. That was all a part of Yahweh's will. For Adam to be stripped of that covering. Because he was going to bring his son in this world. But that's what first took place in the garden. Adam was stripped of his holiness. What did the pictograph just tell us? When you catch it by your enemy, he strips you naked and he puts you in the cage and he watches you. Look at humanity. Look at humanity. I'm praying and hoping that y'all see that. And if it's too much, we can talk about it. We can talk about it. If you don't see that, what happened to Adam? He was stripped of that when he did not do what Abba Yah said. But we're not going to get into that. We just know and understand that Hillel, the opponent, stripped him of that covering that Abba had and put him in a cage until Yahushua did what he did. And he freed him. And he watched him. He watched humanity as he's still watching humanity. And humanity still is stripped and put in a cage. That's why Yahushua has to free us. Still in some areas of our life in that cage and being watched. Still in our lives and some areas in that cage, naked and being watched. Not allowing the blood that covers us to fully clothed us. Hear about the kids of this world. I'm saying we, because I'm not excluding myself, but I want to get there. All right, family, we're going to close out here. I did have an article we could read, and the impact of fear and anxiety. You can go read that article if you want. But we're going to close out with that. And we got two more scriptures to close out. And that's three, matter of fact. But two places to go. We're going to 1 John 10:18. Herein, love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we. That we may have boldness in the day of judgment. As he is, so are we in this world, family. As Yahushua is, so are we in this world on this side of the plane. Fear, but perfect love without fear, because fear have tormented. He that fears is not made perfect. Love and love. Let us continue to train our mind so we can not allow fear to torment us. And we talked about how fear torments us and how it takes hold of the body. It wears your organs out. It makes you old faster. Fear does a lot. Anxiety does a lot to us. Yahweh is telling us there's nothing in this world that we should be fearful of but him. What do you say in the scripture? What do you say? Fear not the man that can kill the body, but fear the one that can kill the body and the soul. That is the only thing that should make us afraid, give us anxiety. Easy to say. But we have to train ourselves to digest these words. We have to train so these words can be digested and put into our blood system and go where it needs to go. Amen? Amen. And that is the end of my the blog talk tonight, family. Prayfully, thankfully, it's recorded. And if you miss something, you can always go back and get it because they are recorded. If you're not one who take notes, they're recorded. So you can always go back, pause, look up, and do all that and continue. Great way to study. Great way to study. But that is the end. Tonight, family. That was the last scripture. As a matter of fact, I just said it. I didn't go to it. Fear not that one that can kill the body, but fear the one that can kill the body and the soul. In other words, what he's saying, what do you have to be afraid of? Why are you afraid? What is running your nerves over the top? Why are you in such anxiety? Bringing our minds, man. Bringing our minds. Hold on. Let me get to the ending blessing, and we can close off from there. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the Holy Power. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to his own. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who are all with shalom. Hallelujah. 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 Abba Yah, again, for giving us your word, Abba Yah, for continue to bring us towards you, Father. Because that is what all your lessons are about. May it be a moray or morah, no matter where it come from, Yahweh. Towards you, Father. Father Yahweh, all those who listen to your word, Father, may it drop upon them like rain, sweet water. Hit that soil, Father, take root and grow and produce fruit, Father Yahweh. With your spirit, Father, we can do all things, Abba Yah. Father, once again, I pray for those who are ailing in any type of way, Father, that they put those burdens upon you, put their faith in you, Father, and you move upon the faith that they have for you, Father. Those who may be struggling in this area, in that area, in their walk with you, Father, that you strengthen us, Father, that you continue to whisper in our ears and keep the adversary at bay, and not just keep him at bay, but give us, you have given us, to remove him ourselves, Father. May we walk in your power, the full power of your Son. In Yahushua's holy and precious name I pray. Amen. Shabbat shalom, Ms. Rahab. Shabbat shalom, Abiyah.
I want to thank the Most High for taking the things of the world off of my shoulders. Yeah. Thank you, Father. Look, you made my desires pure. You made my desires pure. Yeah. You made my desires pure. Yeah. You made my desires pure. I want wisdom, understanding. I don't want no Grammy. I wanna live a righteous life with a righteous family. I want a wife to love you more than she love me. Wanna show my people that they royalty. Wanna live by your commands, on your word we stand. I'd rather be touching scriptures than touching these bands. Them riches gon' profit nothing in a day of wrath. I was living in my mess, I had to take a bath. Creating me a clean heart, Abba made me pure. The things of the world, y'all, it's time to ignore. I want love, I want peace, I want everlasting life. Well done, my good and faithful servant, walking in that life. I'm on this narrow path, trying to save a soul. I want my people in Jerusalem, the days of hope. I want to get to the homeless, show them that he cares. I want to get a homeless, hope we almost out of here. Get your example through your son, and it's the only way. Ain't no pagans over here, we keep it holy days. I want my people, stop the killing, we dropping the prophets. I want us come back to the laws, it ain't no other option. Don't want no hate up in my heart, not over no doctrine. I want the fruits of the spirit, y'all could keep the nonsense. I had to renew my mind, I had to free my conscience. I had to confess my sins, I had to be honest. I want the Ruach HaKodesh to come into me. I only trust the Father, not the enemy. The Father word he came and cleansed the enemy. I only want the Spirit, so I'm killing me. The Father gave me righteous things that I desire. I want to see the kingdom, not the lake of fire. I don't want no drugs, scriptures got me higher. If we come in a pure heart, we gon' make the highest.
Desires pure. You made my desires pure. You made my desires pure. You made my desires pure. Made my desires pure.
Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, all that you have for me. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard.
Shoulders.
You made my desires pure.
With the things of this world.
You made my desires pure.
I want to say thank you, Father.
You made my desires pure.
Getting that weight off our shoulders. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.